I'm here in the PNC studio at Hallis Hall with Zach Miller. Zach, I thought you were going to score today. I had this feeling. I did not think Tariq Cohen was going to be the one throwing you the ball.
First of all, I'm glad that you need to have that more often.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that call either. And when Tariq came into the huddle, he's like, let's go, Zach. And I was like, what? And then the play call came, and I was like, oh, don't mess this up.
He actually said after the game that he couldn't even see you. He was just thrown to the spot.
I watched the tape, and you see him when he gets the ball, and he's leaning. He's off his back foot. I mean, he dropped a dime. Put it up there where only I could go get it. So that's one heck of a throw.
Yeah, run me through the play. I mean, just run me through what happened there.
We're faking the toss, so obviously we toss it to him, and he's got to act like he's running the football. Hopefully, we don't get too much penetration where he's able to get a throw off, and then I just got to run by the safety. They all bit up on the action anyway, so he put a ball up there for me to go get.
Is that something you guys have been practicing this week?
Yeah, we've worked on that since OTAs. Obviously, I wasn't in OTAs, but we've had it installed since then.
This is the year of trick plays.
Back-to-back weeks of trick plays.
Obviously, you scored after Bryce Callahan returned a pick 52 yards. What can you say about your guys on defense today?
Huge game by the defense all day long, really. We're able to bail us out. I felt like we had more to give. Need to learn how to finish out games a little better than that. Too high strung, raising the blood pressure for a lot of people. But we're able to ultimately come out the win, but I'd like to finish it a little better.
Adrian Amos saved the day with the 90-yard return for the touchdown after an interception. And Kyle Fuller also played well. A couple Baltimore natives. Pernell McPhee was fired up. I mean, were they extra fired up today?
Yeah, I mean, really, the defense as a whole did great. Those guys individually, I felt like Kyle really had everybody locked up all day long. And for Adrian to be at home, make a huge play like that, really sparked us, put us over top for the win.
And Pernell McPhee had a pretty powerful speech for you guys before the game.
Yeah, he did. And for him, going back to a place that was home for him for a number of years, it was big for us to do that for him because he's a leader on our football team. And, he spoke true words in Pernell McPhee fashion. So big for us to get that win for him, too.
Baltimore is not an easy place to play, especially against rookie quarterbacks. What did you see in Mitchell Trubisky's development today?
I mean, he was great. Similar to, how he was last week on a big stage. Mm-hmm. Just commanded the huddle well. I thought he made good decisions all day long. Was able to put us in position to win at the end with a huge throw. You can't say enough about him. He's only going to get better.
Another big day for Jordan Howard. Baltimore could not stop him. It's nice to have that guy on your side, huh?
I believe that's the most rushing yards ever recorded on a Baltimore Ravens defense. Guys up front were phenomenal all day. And obviously Jordan shouldering the load for really the entire game. I don't know how many carries he had. It was above 30, I believe. Can't say enough about him.
Ravens rallied from 11 points down with 5 minutes left. Yeah. You guys have preached about playing complete games. What goes through your mind when you see him tie the game up like that?
I think we're up 11 with like 4:08.
Yeah.
Or 5:08, something when I saw it. We just can't beat ourselves. We did a lot to hurt ourselves. I don't think it was much of – I mean, Baltimore's a good football team. When you do things to beat yourselves, that's what they do for them to get back and tie the game up. But you got to keep fighting. That's mm-hmm. what we did. Regroup, get a couple chances in overtime, and then Connor was able to come out and – put it through the uprights.
What was the difference today? I mean, because a couple of these games have slipped away.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was just executing down the end. Huge run by Jordan to get us in position. But it was just fighting through it. I know collectively we want to finish better as a football team and take those 11-point leads with 4 minutes left up to 20-point, 25-point leads where we're not hanging on by a thread at the end.
First road win since 2015. What does this do for you guys?
I mean, it's big. For us to go on the road at a place like that, against a team like that, big for us. So flying home on a win is a lot better than flying home after a loss. So just got to keep fighting. Come back next week. Carolina's a great team, so we got another challenge ahead of us.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for joining me. I'll send it back to you guys in the Fox 32 studio.